to whatever you want, Archangel. Oh, excuse me, it was Archangel Michael. And that, wait a minute. And for $90/$70, Gabriel will come in and tell you the name of your angels. Okay, so I'm watching this. And I go into a Catholic flashback, you know? And I can't contain myself. How can you contain yourself? You're looking at this sacrilege. That's the only word I can use. So I said, I got to ask you a question. You mean to tell me that for $175/$140, you can make the Archangel Gabriel appear at this hotel? I said, it's not even a 4-star hotel. I mean, what is this, right? Do you know what she did? She looks at me, this little snoot. She looks over and she says, that's one of the services we offer here. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, you little amateur, don't get snooty with me. I'll slice you in half like a muffin. You know? I thought, don't even attempt to outrun me in that department. But I'm thinking to myself, what an interesting people we've become. That we think we can put out a sign and demand heaven come down and meet us at the flick of a wrist when, and now we're going to go into the formal passage into sacred contracts, when there was a time when you approached your spiritual life with a far more awesome nature. And awe, in its true word, in its true meaning, in its etymology, is completely missing from our culture. To be filled with awe, to be, in fact, awe-full, meant full of awe, represents that feeling where you're so overwhelmed by the light of passage, by the light of inclusion, by the light of the divine within you and without, that you are really awestruck. You are, as the biblical teachings go, struck blind, struck dumb, struck by a force larger than yourself, which is what we're going to chat about today in terms of the contracts you've made with this light that have organized your journey on this planet. We don't have a lot of time. One day is not an enormous amount of time. So for me, it's important in a workshop to always give you at least one jewel for you to go home with that you can use for the rest of your life. It's one thing to listen to a lecture and that's all fine and good, but unless you can use something from the lecture, unless I give you a noun plus a verb, you know, so my verb is this. This is the direction I'm going. My intention today is to communicate to you this one single thing. And that's that the most important target to keep your eyes on in life at all times, no matter what the chaos or the calm is around you, no matter what, your job is to keep your eye on who's managing your spirit. At all times. At all times. Because if I had to sum up the nature of everybody's contract under one little umbrella, and then we break it off into discovering your individual under one whole unit, how I define this is that the nature of the human experience is a journey of collecting the fragments of your spirit and taking charge of those fragments in such a way that you do not negotiate your power to any outside force because you're afraid to be alive. Okay? And that you are fully in charge of the process of creation. And that's why to say you took on a contract in general was that you contracted for a particular path of creation in life. And we'll get to how to identify that, what it feels like. But right now,